KDW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the ABC Civic News, Media app.
I'm Tom Rivers. President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting this week in Washington. Some in the GOP say it's time to end funding for the fight against Russia.
Republicans are increasingly torn on this. A growing number on the far right want more guardrails in place on this money. Some even want to stop funding Ukraine entirely. Press today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wouldn't commit, while others like Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell say the U.S. has to keep funding this fight.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Today, President Biden meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists expect members to keep interest rates the same, despite persistent rising prices, especially in the energy sector. Federal charges now filed against the daycare owners in New York City who are accused of causing the death of a one-year-old who was allegedly exposed to fentanyl. This is ABC News. Auto workers heading into day six of their strike against Detroit's big three car makers. The UAW warns the strike could expand without significant progress in contract talks. Objections on Capitol Hill to the new dress code.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer recently changed the Senate dress code from business suits to wear whatever you feel like. Republican Leader Mitch McConnell's reaction.
I can't imagine that we're going to be wearing jeans on the Senate floor anytime soon.
Now 46 Republicans are urging Senator Schumer to keep the suit and tie dress code, saying casual every day disrespects the Senate tradition. Only one senator, John Fetterman, regularly wears a sweatshirt and shorts to work. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
And families of Fortnite players could be in line to get some money back. The FTC has now set up a site for parents of kids who were tricked into making in-app purchases. Settlement with the game's maker worth $245 million. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Good Wednesday morning to you. It is beautiful out there. 55 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 58 in Oshkosh. It's supposed to be 82 today.
Can you believe that?
How nice is that?
That's
so would this be considered Indian summer? Are you still allowed to say that term?
Yeah, right. We're going to get letters or whatever it is. I guess texts.
Yes.
We get more texts than anything. I don't know. I think it's called autumn.
Okay. Is there a better place to be than in Northeast Wisconsin in mid to late September? There isn't in the world.
No.
In the world.
No, I agree.
Even when I moved to Italy, I'm coming back for September. I'm coming back here.
You can't find a place like this because we're in a season of change. You know, it's not like, you know what I mean? Like it's great. No, John, it's like, well, you can go here. It's warm here. It's snowy here. It's, you know, rainy or something, but autumn or Indian summer, whatever we're in right now, is a season of change. So you can't find a place that's always like this because it's a period of transition. So if there was a place that was always autumn, I would move there. But there isn't. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
No, I mean, not really, but I'm going to go with you. I have no idea who you're talking about. You're right.
So I'm looking over.
It's a nice day today.
So I'm looking over at John, and he's not even looking at me. Okay.
No, yeah, well, I just had a blank thing here. Yep. So,
So did you, today, late start, but I'm kind of sporting. What do you think of that whole John Fetterman? Which I'm sporting to the T-shirt. I never wear a T-shirt to work, but today,
weird guy, huh?
Well,
just a strange guy.
But so Schumer, right, who runs the Senate right now, relaxed the dress code significantly after. I don't know. I guess did they always have a dress code? I would assume they did.
Well, you know, I saw a story on like CBS News, and I like watching their weekend news. I like those.
Yeah.
Weekend morning shows.
Oh, yeah.
And, but it was talking about how one of the new things now is the younger politicians are wearing tennis shoes. And that's like a big, it's like, you know, everything else was wingtips.
Right.
And now these younger ones, have you seen that, Todd?
I actually really like it, to be honest with you.
Well, and it's not like it's the old tennis shoes we used to buy at.
Oh, these are high-end things.
Holy,
yeah.
These are like several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
For a pair.
What about our guest who runs the school?
Yeah.
I mean, he had three-piece suit. I bet you that suit
and Converse.
$300-$400 suits, and then he's wearing those. Wait, Converse are expensive. Are they expensive? I don't know. I don't know anything about tennis shoes.
They're not as bad as some of the other ones.
Okay.
Like the collector ones are crazy.
You're right. Shoes, and, you know, back in the day when I was in sales, it's always like, you know, they look at your shoes first.
Absolutely.
Spend your money on shoes, you know, and forget about some of the other stuff, but get the best shoes you can. And, you know,
I've never been that guy, though.
I've never worn cool shoes.
Oh, really?
No, I never have.
What are you wearing today?
Just these, like, the slip-on half slippers.
John doesn't like to tie his shoes.
I don't.
Too far away.
I literally can't tie shoes.
I've got the same shoes on you have.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I can't tie shoes. I only know how to do bunny ears. I never learned how to tie my shoes any other way. And they always come untied. Oh. I hate tying shoes.
Well, bunny ears will work. You should do a double knot.
I don't do that. I don't know how to do that. I'm not a knot guy. I didn't have that in Boy Scout class, or I was never a Boy Scout. Mariner class, nautical advice, whatever.
So just tell me, though, you've been in radio, which isn't, you know, slave to fashion.
Hey, Todd, is that like the most understatement in the world? Well,
here's what's tough now. We were in a time when you didn't have to, but now with everybody being on cameras and stuff, have to look presentable. And you can't just walk in rolling out of bed.
I had the owner's son over at the other big company we worked at one day. He stopped me in the hall. He goes, "You're the worst dressed person in radio." He honestly said that. Because I was always a hoodie guy. I'd wear a hoodie every single day.
But now they're allowing that on the floor of the United States Senate.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I would kind of grew up in the
Seems
world.
Seems like the respect aspect is.
It does. I didn't even care for casual Friday. I mean, you get a guy like, there's some people, I don't know, do you think better if you're wearing a tie? Or not. I don't know. I would argue that maybe it's more professional, but I don't know. It sure is to your customer, though, right? I mean, if someone shows up, you should.
They always say that.
Yeah. Overdress your customer for your customer, right? So, I mean, obviously, but overdressing for you has never been an issue.
Never.
Or underdressing, I should say. But anyway, so that's a big change that's going on right now, and it's very controversial. And I take the side of, look, I think that's the shoes I could probably give a little on. Or maybe you just put a dollar value. No, that's not a good idea either, because there's...
We went to the Showcase of Homes last week, and we went to this one house. It was $1 million house, and the guy probably had 100 pairs of shoes. I mean, he had a room for shoes. I mean, that's what it is now.
Yeah.
With some of these shoes.
Collectors. Collect them. And,
absolutely. Yeah. I don't think they even ever wear them. Do they? I
mean, wow.
Well, if they do, you can't get a crease in them, and you can't scuff them, and you can't get any dirt on them.
I mean, he had a closet just for shoes.
Those kind.
Yeah. Because they'll come out with like a limited edition. And it is. It's like, you know, like we're talking about bourbon. Bourbon, you could pay $1,000 for a bottle of bourbon now.
Yeah.
And people won't drink it. There's one guy I know in Appleton. He did a thing one time. It was $300 a shot.
Wow.
A shot of bourbon. It's that Van Winkle's, one of the Van Winkle ones.
Yeah, that's sure.
Yeah. That's funny.
It's
money.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I want to do? Mm. I want to find my grandma's recipe for grappa and make grappa. I'll try not to go to prison like she did, but I'll try to.
I thought he died.
She.
No, your grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. They died a long time ago.
No, John.
What?
Grandma and grandpa?
No. What?
What is grappa?
No.
John,
no. He's trying to make a joke between grandpa and grappa or whatever you were talking about.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do? I don't know what you're doing here.
He's reaching.
Oh, I see. Wow.
I told Todd when I came in this morning, I did not sleep well last night.
Okay.
I was up for a long time, and that's not good for me. All right. So, what is grappa?
What is grappa?
Yeah.
Grappa is a type of moonshine, but it's made out of grapes. That's where the word grappa, grapes means grappa. It's made out of this. My grandma, what she would do is we'd get the... Oh my God, our favorite day in the summer was when the big truck would pull up with the grapes, because it all come in those wooden crates.
Yeah.
And we'd make chippy traps and squirrel traps out of the crates.
Squirrel traps?
Chipmunks.
Okay.
To trap chipmunks.
All right. Fun.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh my God, these crates were perfect. One crate would make it perfectly. You'd build the thing, okay? And then what you'd do is you'd have like a stick. And it'd be balancing on top with a piece of wire going down through the middle.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
and then they step on something, and then triggers.
Yeah.
So then they're alive in there. It doesn't kill them.
Yeah. No. It doesn't kill them. They're live trapped.
All right. So then you take them and release them.
We'd keep them for pets for a while.
Yeah. Right. You Nagani people.
Yeah.
And then we'd wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, but grappa is it's basically moonshine. Moonshine is made out of corn mash or potato mash, different things like that. Okay. Mm. Grappa is made out of the skin. So my grandma would make the wine out of the grapes.
Okay.
Okay. And then the leftover skins and stuff she'd make the grappa out of. And it's really strong, crazy strong. It's my dad. I remember this when I was a little kid. My dad would put some in a plate, in a saucer, and he would light it on fire. And by the color of the flame, you could tell where it was at.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be like a blue-green flame. I still remember.
Does that have anything to do with your potsies?
Or pasties?
Pasties.
No. Why would that have anything to do with pasties?
Well, because it's Nugani.
It didn't have anything to do with pasties. Didn't have anything to do with bunya calda. Didn't have anything to do with polenta bacalá. None of those things.
Okay.
All right.
All
right. Wow. Wow. Germans are different. I'm still trying to figure out what that big ball is at Oktoberfest.
No, I was thinking about that yesterday on the way home. So when you go to...
Actually, I know who we're going to call. Hang on one second.
No, I got a guy, a better place to call.
No.
Merrick's?
No.
Not Merrick's.
No. Yeah, Merrick's. No. We're going to call the people I went with.
Oh,
It's Brian and Jill. They own Bay Jewelers on Military.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
It's a great jewelry.
I like that store.
Okay. We got to try to call them.
Well, they're not there.
Because I went with them to Oktoberfest and went over to Antwerp because they were buying diamonds. That was the most amazing thing. You walk into these rooms, these offices in Antwerp, and the guy would have a big plastic bag full of diamonds. I mean, like this big bag diamond, just like.
Wow.
Yeah. It's quite the place. Have you ever been there, Antwerp?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. It's really something.
Something that's been in the news lately are pink diamonds.
Pink diamonds?
Yeah.
What are they?
Are those
ones that are man-made?
No, they said they were off. They thought they were off by finding them by like 100 million years.
Oh, wow.
It's like, really? Okay. I thought these were 1,300 million years, and they're only 1,200 million.
I don't
buy any of that.
No, but who would know the difference between a fake diamond and a real one? Nobody.
Well, I don't know about that.
Would you buy a real one? If I was back in the day, if I was a young guy,
why would you buy a real one because it's a real diamond.
But nobody knows. Todd, would you know?
I would have no idea.
Exactly.
But you know.
But she wouldn't have to know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. John.
But if she found, can you imagine if she found out?
Oh, my
though?
God. That is not a good start. If you're getting engaged with
a... Let me just say this. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to make this statement. If she would be so untrustful that she would go to check it out, then I wouldn't want her.
You are so cheap.
So basically, if she's going to find out that you're lying, you don't want to have anything to do with this person. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Right? I understood.
Oh, man, John. You're much better off buying a much, much smaller diamond or delaying your engagement to get a real diamond than buying some zirconian fake thing.
You can talk to Julie. The one I bought her was a going out of business sale.
Hey, as long as the place is going out of business, you want to get married?
It didn't last long.
It didn't what you did with your friends, but I was I went to LA to the Diamond District, and I paid cash. I went upstairs to the guy looking.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did.
But do you think? Okay, let me ask you this.
It's real.
Would she not trust you enough that she would have gotten it checked out to see if it was real?
Never.
Well, then why would you buy? Then why?
Because
we
it's
could have
me.
Saved so much money. Quick poll. Hey, Todd, can we do a quick poll on this with our texters?
Oh, my God.
Am I right or am I wrong?
Okay, what is the question, John? This isn't even going to be close. This one,
Do you think it's wrong if the woman would check to make sure it's real?
John, nobody's going to waste their time texting. What you're saying is,
how do we text?
Do you think you should buy your wife?
Could you let Todd talk?
You got it. You got to download the app, the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS, in the lower right hand corner. That's how you text.
Okay.
Us.
Is it okay to mislead your future partner for the rest of your life with a piece of zirconium?
I'm not. How do you mislead her? Just don't tell her. I guess that's a break.
Yeah. Boy, do we need a break?
Text us.
What advice would you give somebody that you know that's window shopping?
I'd have to say Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level in the replacement game. They came in ahead of time, measured all the windows, made sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs.
And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with highs around 76. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 59. High temperatures reach up to 79 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful, I mean absolutely beautiful Wednesday morning. So the discussion we have going on is, is it wrong for a woman to go to a jeweler and double check to see if the diamond is real or not?
But backing up, John, is it wrong for someone to buy their life partner something that's not real? Would you give her a fake Rolex? No. Would you buy her a fake diamond? No. But would they go
check? I bought her fake designer bags in Afghanistan.
That's a little different.
Okay. I still think yours are fake.
This isn't.
No, but your bags are.
Maybe.
I think they are.
Okay, but
do you have her, Todd? I think he's working.
All right. He's working on getting John's.
Because I want to see. Because I think that's kind of untrustworthy if a woman would do that.
It's almost like sending out someone to follow you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I would never. What? Give her the suspicion because I would buy it real.
Introduce.
So ladies and gentlemen, we are discussing, we got talking about diamonds today. And Julie, we're talking about diamonds, a gift and a commitment that a man makes to his life partner. And to save up and just a memory that you'll have the rest of your life. Do you?
Exactly.
Right. And that's something that you'll cherish. And even when you can afford a better diamond, a bigger diamond, it's like, no, I want this one because this is like when we had nothing or this is when we first got started. So I think people hang on to that. However, if someone wants to do an end around and give you a piece of, am I right? Is that called zirconian?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's like a fake diamond. One is I think that's wrong. I don't think there's any dispute in that. But let's say someone did, like maybe, let's just say he was in radio and not making a lot of money or something or whatever. Just take somebody off the street. Do you think a woman, after they receive this diamond, would be like, is this real? I'm going to go down and check it out. Do you think that's appropriate?
I don't think it's appropriate. No.
Thank you. Thank you.
I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Thank you, let's, Todd. Give me the bell.
No. Wait, whoa. Hang on
Todd,
to that bell.
Todd.
Julie.
Todd.
Julie.
Todd.
Yes.
Todd.
Let me. Todd. Your husband always wins.
Hey, look at this. Both of my Todd, who's that from? Both of my daughters chose manufactured diamonds for their engagement.
That's a text coming in this
morning. Text coming in.
Yep.
Both of my daughters chose manufactured.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what I'm, Julie, here's what we're saying. Would you think less of a woman if she didn't trust her husband and she took the diamond to a jeweler's to double check to make sure it was the real thing?
Would I think less of him?
Of her. Do you think
of
that's
her?
Yeah, do you think that's wrong of a woman to do that? That she wouldn't trust
him? She would definitely think less of him. But anyway, should a woman go and confirm her engagement diamond?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So let's. Okay, so he wins like No, this okay, Julie. Let's back up.
Todd,
let's,
you
okay.
have the Todd.
No.
Todd, let's try too much to ask please. For a bell. Okay. One bell, Todd.
No, wait.
There we go. Thank
that,
you,
that bell is. So
I'm
this
sorry,
is,
Jim.
Julie, this is a case where we can unring the bell. That
no,
usually
we can't.
Doesn't happen.
Once the bell's been rung, Julie, you can't unring it.
Julie, do you
but
think
you know what,
can
Jim?
You unring a bell?
You know what, Jim?
Todd, let's have the bell.
Wait,
one more
your
time.
Wife's trying to talk.
Todd, one more time.
Let your wife
you
talk.
You need another bell?
One let your wife
yeah.
talk.
Yeah, hang on. Shh. Thank you.
We have to put up with that, Julie, just to shut him up. Okay, now, Julie, go ahead.
You know, the thing is, I have to live with John, so I have to agree with him.
Okay, that's, we, there's,
that, I'm that, sorry, Jim.
Those are some red flags
tell,
I'm
tell
hearing.
About
those
first,
are some red
tell
flags.
Tell about the first ring I bought.
No, I'm not going to share that.
Okay, it says she's that embarrassed. She is that
was it,
embarrassed.
Was it a beer,
yeah,
was it a
I'm,
beer
I'm,
can?
Yeah,
top? No, he got it out of some cereal box.
Tell these guys no. where it was from, Julie.
It was like a discount, like the store is going out of business or something, so it was like super cheap.
Yeah,
and
that,
really
at least he told you.
Where did that
yeah,
come from?
I just gotta
yeah,
say
so
that.
Come well, on.
Okay, Julie. Just before, okay, we got a couple minutes here, but we gotta back this up because we kind of started on the 50-yard line here. Julie, you have a son. He's gonna probably get
yes.
engaged someday. Would you encourage him to give his life partner something that's phony, that's not real, that's
no. No, I would never do that. And you know what? He'll probably get a really huge diamond because that's just kind of how he is.
Well, he should wait it out. He should wait it out till he can afford a real diamond, unlike his dad who might get... I don't know. He just...
I don't know.
Okay, so we all agree.
Yeah,
but okay, so a wife or the fiancé should not go and confirm that the diamond's real. But even bigger than that, the future husband... shouldn't buy something that's not real. Would you agree to that statement?
I think it should be real.
The bell.
I honestly
the
do.
Bell.
But.
The bell.
No, you
thank
can't
you.
Get
that's
the bell
totally
that.
The bell. Totally the bell.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Todd. All right, we're coming up on a break. Oh. No, I know. And we're not. We're not. So, but Julie, you got to admit, I mean, an engagement ring is, I mean, that's a big deal.
But look at it this way.
Okay, you could. Okay, for that, like, how much would it cost? A couple thousand? An engagement ring?
Mm-hmm.
So okay, yeah. So take that $2,000.
That
put it towards
shows you how much you know. It's a lot more. Okay, whatever. Okay, it's yeah.
But put that $2,000 towards something else.
Huh?
Wouldn't that be better?
That's if I had $2,000 to spend.
It depends on your situation.
Well, even if I had, let's say $2,000, I would buy a. Really small, real diamond before I would buy a piece of zirconian for $2,000. I would buy the real deal.
But nobody else would know.
Yeah, but I would.
But
and
nobody
so,
else would.
And I would tell her.
That's where you're getting off on the wrong
yeah,
foot.
Oh my God. But you know what? You have a diamond forever.
Isn't that nice? I listened to this marriage counselor sitting next to me. So if you tell her the truth, you are getting off on the wrong foot. Did you hear that?
She's going to expect that for the rest of her life.
She's going to expect the
nobody
truth.
Nobody can live up to that.
She's going to expect honesty and truth the rest of her life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know. For the kids out there, hashtag poor Julie. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, man. Big
How
time.
How are we doing on the texting there, Todd?
Yeah,
I winning?
It's just not even close.
Am I winning that one?
Not Sorry. Even close.
Nobody's winning at this point.
Okay. No, that's right. Nobody's winning. Julie, you know, I wish you a good marriage with a... Johnny is... He's a good guy, but he doesn't have the zirconian thing down yet, but the real diamond.
Yeah,
but the way he's making this show work, we're going to afford you a real nice diamond someday. So you hang in there. All right.
Yeah, just don't check it out. All
right.
Set a break. Mine on the mayor. Back after this.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. President Biden and Ukrainian President Zelensky meeting this week in Washington. Some in the GOP say it's time to end funding for the fight against Russia.
Republicans are increasingly torn on this. A growing number on the far right want more guardrails in place on this money. Some even want to stop funding Ukraine entirely. Pressed today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wouldn't commit, while others like Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell say the U.S. has to keep funding this fight.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Today, President Biden meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists expect members to keep interest rates the same, despite persistent rising prices, especially in the energy sector. Federal charges now filed against the daycare owners in New York City who are accused of causing the death of a one-year-old who was allegedly exposed to fentanyl. This is ABC News.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents, Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Your window to the world, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Visit PellaWI.com. Today, very interesting guests we have coming up right here, Jim. And this is something that I never thought. I should say this because I know my daughter, how much she pays for childcare and everything like that. But what a big issue and problem this is right now. And we're very lucky to have two very special guests to talk about this.
We really are. Those of us who have raised children and maybe some use childcare, some didn't. It kind of worked within our budget, right? I mean, you can have a couple
bucks an hour.
Well,
or whatever.
In the U.S., government kind of says, well, it should be maybe 7% of your income could go to child care. And it's like, okay, we can live with that. Today, it's for those of you who are listening that have children or those of us with grandchildren, it's unbelievable what child care costs, and not just the cost, but the percent of your income. And you know, the country's doing some stuff right. I mean, we got to give them some kudos for, some things, but there's other things that they're just not looking at, or I don't know if they don't have kids, so they don't care as much. But we need to do something about child care. And there's an organization that is, it's phenomenal what they're doing. And we have, as Johnny said, two guests, one's in-house. And this is a military. It's Rear Admiral Gerald Clausen.
Clausen.
Yep. Child care mission ready. And he's going to tell us a little bit about himself, and he's going to tell us what he's doing to help.
How this is affecting the military.
Right, how it's affecting the military. And, you know, I don't know if you have been listening for a while, but we have had enough military people on here, and they say that recruiting has been a challenge. And I think this weighs into that. I want to get to that later. And we also have on the line with us Sarah Puglio. And Sarah is also a big advocate. She's been to D.C. advocating for just more affordable child care. So welcome to both of you. And Jerry, I just want to start with you. How did you get involved in this? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay, so I'm retired Navy Reserve. I served over four decades, and I've been retired about 10 years. But in 2014, the year after I retired, I was approached by the Council for Strong America Mission Readiness to join them as an advocate for early childhood education, nutrition programs, and I've been doing it since 2014. It's afforded me an opportunity to visit child care centers, meet with federal and state legislators advocating for early child care programs and funding of those programs. From a military perspective, you mentioned the recruiting challenge. Well, the pool of eligible members of our society, ages 17 to 24. When I started this in 2014, 71% were not eligible to serve in the military because they didn't have the education. High school diploma is required now. They didn't meet the health standards, physical fitness, obesity is a problem. And they also had records where, criminal records where they couldn't get in. The military has changed a lot. They've raised their standards just like everybody else. So right now, after 2014, fast forward, 77% of our population of 17 to 24-year-olds are not eligible to serve in the military.
That's incredible.
That's what the legislators that I've met with have said. They just couldn't believe it. Now, I couldn't believe it when I saw that number going in the wrong direction. And you mentioned the recruiting challenge. So not only not having a pool of people that are eligible to serve, but people wanting to serve, the Navy just put out they're going to miss their recruiting goal this year by 7,000. The only branch of service that's meeting their recruiting is the Marine Corps. If you want to be a Marine, you're going to be a Marine, but everybody else is hurting. And the thing is, it's not just the military. You know, we need this for our national security, but our entire workforce in this country needs, you know, people that are eligible, that can be trained, that can learn. And that's why I advocate for early childhood care and learning, because that's the formative years before they go to kindergarten, before they start school, where they're curious. They need that extra help learning to read. Pictures, you know, develop critical thinking skills.
So you're an advocate, really not the cost of childcare. I think we'll talk to Sarah a little bit more about that. But you're an advocate that we need to start very early in the game to recruit a workforce and a military force that we're ready. And I know a little bit about that in that whole 0 to 3, 0 to 5. It's unbelievable the brain development that happens in that time. Your brain doesn't grow as a percent of your height and your weight and everything else. Those first few years are absolutely, in your terms, mission critical to raising someone who can contribute greatly to society. And I do you know that you do know this, but I don't know, maybe 10, 12 years ago, all the governors got together in D.C. They picked early childhood development as their number one priority. Now, I don't know what they did with that once they picked the priority. Mm-hmm. Not enough, evidently. But we have to get the word out. That is critical. And so that's, you're here as a 41 years in the military saying, like, look, if we would spend more time, energy, money on early childhood development, we wouldn't have this issue. 77% not 70% ineligible candidates not qualified. Sarah, go ahead. Did you want to general? I'm sorry.
Yeah, just
Admiral.
Admiral.
What did I just say? What did I tell you? Know what? What did I tell him?
He did this
one
morning.
1 minute before he walked
he did.
In the door.
He said, "Don't call this guy general.
Get the rank right."
He did.
Todd, did I?
I'm having a tough day today. Yeah, I am.
Let me give you a buzzer on that, okay? Because I just...
Please.
He's right. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, it's early. But
6:39.
But I mean, it's our whole country's workforce. So I was in reserve. So I'm retired from a Fortune 500 company. I'm retired from the military. And all the men and women I worked with that had families needed childcare to work. So if you don't have the childcare available and good quality childcare, and I think Sarah will get into that, that's an issue for our workforce, military and civilian.
Well, with no further ado, let's go to Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, Puleo, yes. Is that right?
Yes, Puleo.
Okay, and you don't have a rank, you're just Miss Sarah.
I am, yes.
Okay. Really, just Miss Sarah?
I didn't mean it like that. Oh, my God. Okay. I cannot win today, Sarah.
No, you cannot.
Well, I wear many hats.
You do.
That's okay. I can be just Sarah for the show. I totally just,
I was talking about your title. Yes, you're a mother, which is the best title anyone could ever have.
Yeah.
Tell us about your advocacy, your work in the area of early childhood. Really the cost to make it something that... I mean, everyone needs, and it's out of control right now. I mean, right? It's go ahead. Oh,
it's abominable what's going on. I used to actually teach fifth grade, an elementary teacher, and had a hard time finding a spot for my firstborn. I'm a mother of three. Back in 2018, I lucked into a daycare that was pretty close to the school I was teaching at. Then I got pregnant with my second child, and it was not going to be affordable to stay working at the school I was working at and pay for two kids in childcare. And so I got a job at the daycare that my son was at, thank goodness, and was getting a discount on childcare, which helped make it affordable. Then taught there for a couple years and then ended up leaving because I had a third child, and they changed the discount for employees, so I would have been paying them to work there.
Wow.
So child care costs have way outpaced inflation, and inflation's crazy already. What is the cost of and I know average is tough because there's different parts of the country, but I want to know about what it costs to put your child in daycare. And then I want you to address what I hear and what I read is I don't think those teachers make a lot of money. Like what?
No, so not much.
But tell
I
me,
made more than some of the teachers there because I was teaching 4K. So the school district was giving funds to the center for that program. So I made a little more than the other teachers at the center. But it's out of control. It was like $13,500 per year for average daycare costs in Wisconsin alone. That's more than college tuition.
I was just going to say, Sarah, my daughter for two, I believe, was $26,000 a year in Madison.
Yeah.
Which might be higher than other places. But yeah.
So depending on where you live, it's even higher. And it's... let alone the cost of it, which centers are having to increase their costs to stay afloat, especially now that all this government funding money from COVID is disappearing. But you can't recruit people to come and work in childcare centers. It's because so many other places pay more.
Oh, that
and have better benefits.
Yeah, right.
So you can't get the qualified candidates to even come and stay and work.
Sarah, you advocate for this in not just Wisconsin. Don't you have a couple other states you're kind of working with or have affiliation to?
I have affiliation with Illinois, and then I went to Washington, D.C. in February when there was a Ready Nation report released.
And how was the reception from our elected officials?
I was thanked for having children and informed that the state should be covering the cost, not the national government.
Isn't that a matching grant, though? Isn't the federal and the state?
Yeah.
I want to. Yeah,
that was a fun one.
Right. I can imagine. I've been in those meetings as well.
And then the state failed us, too. and said, nope, we're not going to fund this. So you have centers closing going to close.
If you're, let's say you're making, just for ease of math here, if you're making $20 an hour and what, 20% goes to taxes or 25% or whatever, how much of that $20 per hour is then going for childcare if you have two kids and daycare?
Well, depending on the age range, because the younger the child, the more it costs, because the lower the ratio is in the classrooms,
okay,
which is very important to give the children the quality care that they need and deserve.
Well, if you're Sarah, think about it. If you're making $40,000, right? You work 2,000 hours, you know, $20 an hour in taxes, but
yeah,
it's 7% of that would be $2,800, which is what the government, these guys who aren't funding us properly, say that would be an appropriate amount. 7% of your income should go to
Sure.
I would say it's triple that is required.
Right. Triple. Wow. We're talking with Sarah Puglio and Rear Admiral Gerald Clouson about it's strange how these things all come together between the military and you know, working moms and everything, but this same problem affects both. Isn't that bizarre, Admiral?
Our entire country, you know. I mean, the workforce, whether it's military or civilian, like I said, it's just amazing. And the thing is that, you know, talk about people in the workforce or getting people in the workforce. If they have families, but they can't get childcare, they can't work, serve in the military or work. It's very difficult.
Wow.
And I think this is, unfortunately for both of you, and actually for this country, is that sometimes if you don't have someone in the game, you don't pay attention to the game. And, you know, Johnny and I have kids that have children, so we were very excited when we heard about your organization. We're like, we got to get these people on. And I think John makes a really good point, is that, you know, we're talking about today, the here and now, that people can't afford it. I mean, it's crazy. It's three times what people can afford for childcare. And then we've got the Rear Admiral here saying, look, this country's not ready. We're not building a future because we don't have quality childcare. So do you have some, I mean, with your groups, your organizations, I know you're very, very involved in this, both of you. Are there some solutions that you think have some probability of moving along? Either of you?
Sarah?
I know there is one child care center in our area that is looking and trying to work with the school district to kind of join forces and pool funds to continue this child care center so that the teachers in that district can continue to teach.
We want to talk about some solutions and what we can do as citizens to lobby some of these people to get it a higher priority, but we're going to go to a quick break here. Sarah, Rear Admiral, thanks for coming on. We're going to be right back in 2 minutes.
Back after this.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today, with highs around 76. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 59. High temperatures reach up to 79 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the upper 70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 53.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Stuck in the middle with you.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. Hey, welcome back. 6:50 in the AM on a beautiful Wednesday in downtown Green Bay. 53 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. Right here at 97.9 FM, 1100 AM WISS, 98.3, also FM and WISS in Oshkosh. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now is the time to replace those drafty old windows. Not during the dead of winter. Do it now. They've got a great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month of patio doors. Pella Windows rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. They are talented, professional, and efficient. I'll tell you what, have them come out there, take a look. They'll match it based on the trim, the stain, the material, the size, all those things. No wonder they're rated number one by homeowners. The only thing they leave behind are perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month of patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. 6.99 APR for 120 months. What's the APR again?
The average.
Todd, what's APR?
I said it yesterday.
You right? I know you
right
did.
Off the, right had, off, right it, off the, it rolled it's right like off the interest tongue. Rate.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't remember.
And it's very
Admiral,
low.
Would you happen to Admiral know? AP, because these two guys are these guys are floundering miserably here.
I'm getting ready to reintroduce Sarah, and you're see asking what APR means. All yes.
Right. Hey, Sarah, do you know?
Sarah, APR is, okay, it's the interest rate. But more importantly, we are today we're talking about just a very important subject that doesn't get the light that it deserves. And it from so many angles, it's absolutely... In your terms, Admiral, mission critical to the success of this country, and it's childcare, quality childcare, getting these kids bringing in the very, very early years, 0 to 5, to make sure we have that, and also
and think of the quality people that aren't working because of that,
right? And one of our guests, Sarah, who works on this whole readiness program, was a teacher, and it's no secret we need teachers. Well, she had to leave that industry. Because childcare wasn't affordable. I mean, it's just so many things wrong that we have to make right. And Sarah, if tell us what you before we went to break, you were talking about some things that we can do, and you know, contacting legislators. But they have, you know, and they're not to defend them, but they do have a lot on their plate right now. We have to get this to be a higher priority, and how can we help get them to start working on this? Because funding is what we're looking for, and the schools do a pretty good job of getting funded, and I'm not sure that childcare does.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like the only thing that's really going to be the wake-up call for legislators is when there is such a deficit in the workforce and the economy takes such a big hit with all of these centers that will eventually have to close because they can't stay open. Really, what they need to do is start paying the teachers more to begin with so that you can get the teachers in so you can sustain a center. Most centers are at bare bones. One teacher calls in and they have to close a classroom and have to call those parents and say, sorry, we can't care for your kids today. And then you have parents having to call in to work. So... Until it is a big enough issue and they see the economic impact that it really is having, I don't know if legislators are going to take it seriously.
Let me just jump in super quick. Does the military have a stipend that they give for childcare?
No, but a lot of the bases that I served at, they have childcare centers.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
So I would agree that to attract talent, and even though people may have it in their heart, you got to make it worth their while. And I don't want to bring the UAW into this, but you know, when they got to make six figures to build us a Chevy, I mean, I think we can pay half that to raise our kids or to educate our kids when parents are out working. So, and it's not even close. I mean, I was looking at some of the wages yesterday in childcare, and it's, I mean, God, that's gonna be close to, that's nothing, $13, $14, $15. I mean, that's just not a lot of money. And
$14, $15 is a good price to be paid as an early childhood teacher at this time, which is bad.
That and you're,
that's like a fast food worker, really. It is, I mean, and, but, and no disrespect to fast food.
No, that's what I'm saying.
In the slightest, but I'm just saying. Right. That's, yeah, and walk that, off that's the my point.
But they're flipping a burger. I mean, we are raising our future, and we got to pay them. We're not paying them $20, $25. So yeah, that needs work. And people, when they see their legislators, and in Wisconsin, our legislators are pretty good about getting out and about, you know, at farmers markets and having events and. And, you know, they'll get up there and they're going to talk about, you know, this and that and Hunter Biden. And but we got to drill down to what's important to this community. And Johnny and I have talked a lot about, I mean, I just still think we don't have our arms around homelessness yet. And there's the fentanyl issues here. But this child care, that's what's important, not the new shiny building or the it's all priorities. I mean, these are busy people in Madison. They're busy people in D.C. And tell us how we can elevate this on their list of things to do.
Keep calling, keep hounding them. It's an important topic. Keep going to your representatives and telling them, hey, this is a really big issue and we need to fix this. What are you going to do about it so that I can work, my community can work, and we can thrive and not just barely survive?
Hey, Sarah, the Admiral was talking about how low recruitment is right now for the Navy, for most of the branches, except Marines, you said, right, Admiral?
Right.
Is that that? Are many people going into college these days wanting to become a teacher?
No.
Okay.
Nope, because there's not the pay and benefits. You spend so many years and so much money to get your degree right. To then have to go and continue to do continuing education, which is very important, but you got to pay even more, but you're not being compensated
right
for having to do that.
Sarah, do you have an organization? I know you have an organization. Is there some place where we can go to a website or get more information or maybe, you know, go to a seminar or do you have some way we can contact your organization here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, readynation.com.
That's easy. Readynation.com. And that will, and people, more education, but a little bit more, you know, we got to want to educate people, and Johnny and I try to do that, but our ultimate goal is to mobilize people, and that's what we're looking to do with you and the Admiral.
Yeah. It's all about educating people and getting those who are being affected by it so much to speak up and demand that something be changed, something awesome. Be done.
Yeah. Well, I think before we wrap up here, we should be thankful to the people who are working in early child care right now. I mean, they're not making a lot of money, but they're in there for the right reason.
It's
but
an important cog in the whole machine.
It is, but at the end of the day, they got to be compensated properly.
Right. I was just going to say the Council for Strong America, if you look that up online, we have all these different organizations. I'm with Mission Readiness. Sarah's with Ready Nation. There's law enforcement advocates in there. I've worked with them. So Council for Strong America, that's the organization you want to know about.
Can I ask you one other question?
Yeah.
What is the, I'm going to ask the Admiral, what is the Navy Cryptologic Veterans?
I was a cryptologic officer, cryptology, signals intelligence, and my designator, I'm an information warfare flag officer retired.
Wow. How do you think I'd be at that?
Not very good. Okay. All right, readynation.com.
Hey, Sarah, you're awesome. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Admiral. For having us.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you, guys. We'll have you back.
Thank you, Admiral. Mine or the mayor, back after this.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been the
this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.